The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Dom coming soon, I think. Never can tell. Nice day like this, Dom could be in a bar somewhere. 844-967-2789. Your calls, they're always appreciated, especially on the glorious spring, summer-like days when you could be out not listening to your favorite, greatest radio show ever. But you're listening, and I appreciate it, so thank you. Mark from Sussex, welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, I just got a couple questions. So, first of all, have you guys ever, or you or MSNBC, CNN, any of these other radio stations, ever apologized to Donald Trump for being right on everything, from the Steele dossier to Hunter Biden to all of these other accusations that have never turned into anything?
Well, I will say I only speak for me, Mark, so I can't speak to MSNBC or CNN. But no, I have not been yet forced to make apologies because most of the accusations I've leveled against Donald Trump are inconclusive at this point. We've gotten incomplete on most of these questions. What about the Mueller report, dude? He was accused of obstructing justice 10 different ways. Did you ever read the Mueller report or did you take Bill Barr's fanciful version of it? Did you ever read the Mueller report, dude?
And I read enough of it.
How much?
To realize that if he would have had anything else, you would have brought it out, and it went nowhere.
I've never seen the unredacted Mueller report. Nowhere. Have you? No, the American people have never seen what is contained in the special counselor's report. Why is that?
I've seen enough of the.
You've seen an incomplete version. You've seen the 90% that wasn't incriminating to Trump. If the 10% that's redacted is incriminating.
Well, if he would have had anything, wouldn't it have come out?
Well, Mueller said if he could have, you know, if he could have exonerated the former president, he would have. But the guy was obstructing justice to the point, Mark, where we never really got to the bottom. So your guy's been masterful.
I love the way you tried to deviate away from everything.
Well, I'm actually speaking to the very topic that you brought to my attention, sir. Okay, let's talk about Hunter Biden. What's been proven true about Hunter Biden? What'd he do? What's his crime?
Well, he's going to be brought in on the fact that he was
suspicion of what crime?
His dad was being sold.
What? His dad did something? His dad was an influence peddler, unlike the Trump kids? I mean, come on, man. You got to give something thicker than that to work with, Mark.
You probably talked about the Trump kids for 180 days, just like you do Ron Johnson, just like you do Trump, even though he's not the president anymore.
You know, when Hunter Biden did all his nefarious stuff, according to you, Mark, all the stuff that you think Hunter Biden did, he did when his dad was not the president.
When you know what? And he was all jacked up on coke, and he got all of these other...
And Don Jr.'s never been accused of being all jacked up on coke, right? I mean, come on, man. You can't accuse one guy's kid of being on coke and not acknowledge that Don Jr. looks like he's blasting rails every time he goes on TV, dude.
You know what the sad thing is, though? You've got the same 13 callers that call in every day, and it's the same topic and subject every day. Donald Trump, Ron Johnson, oh my gosh, really? That's all you got?
Well, until the indictments come down, dude.
How about something in the positive for the Biden administration? Let's look at Afghanistan.
Sure.
Let's look at our southern border.
Well, you can pick the most negative things you could say about the Biden administration, or I could pick something positive to say about the Biden administration. Like 6.6 million jobs created. Like a rip-roaring economy, like the lowest unemployment rate in recent history, perhaps ever historically. I mean, you can't also say, well, Joe Biden. Well, Joe Biden's got a rip-roaring economy, dude, better than Trump ever had. The markets are higher now than under Trump. And the inflation rate, it's certainly up, no doubt. And that's a negative for Joe Biden electorally. It will be a drag, Mark. I'm being honest with you. But the reason we've got the rip-roaring inflation rates is because the economy is so freaking strong, dude. So you got to acknowledge one or the other because they're both kind of correlated. Anyways, I try to be intellectually honest with you. And I can tell you, the Steele dossier is not proven out. The Mueller report is an incomplete report, and he was accused of obstructing justice. But I can tell you, dude, I heard the tapes when he called Raffensperger from the state of Georgia. You've heard the tapes. We played them here. And the tapes contain the former president of the United States trying to influence the electoral outcome for his benefit. Just go find me 11,780 votes. Now, I don't hear any tape of Joe Biden saying anything similar. You know, but when you find it, you let me know. You call back, Mark. 844-967-2789. Jake from Milwaukee.
Hi, puppy. Out for a walk, yeah.
Hey, Jake. You out walking the dog?
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, man. You listening?
It's not Jake. It's not Jake.
What?
It's,
you said it was. I'm sorry, Pizza Box. This one's on me. How you doing, buddy? I swear you said
not
Jake.
Not too bad. Not too bad. But hey, listen, after having anybody that had to just listen to Mark is that much dumber, okay? So that explains everything that just happened right now. Because it's just beyond me how these guys actually call up and do their stuff and stuff and stuff. And they can't be specific on anything because, Mark, you're the one that doesn't have anything. And, you know, we wouldn't be talking about Trump, except he's still having rallies to try and take this country down because he's a fascist bastard. Wake up, dude. You know what? You must be friends with Clown Jay, my buddy CJ.
No, they live in different parts of the state. But, you know, when you're unique in your opinions, and I don't think they're that unique. Pizza Box, I think there's lots of people out there that think that Donald Trump can do no wrong because to date, he hasn't been indicted. Nothing is stuck. He's been the Teflon Don. And I can understand from the perception of the right, you know, Rachel Maddow's been promising for 4 or 5 years. This is the story that's going to bring Trump down. Well, you know, I'm also guilty at times. We get excited because we see Liz Cheney saying there should be enhanced criminal charges against the former president for his role. And you think to yourself, well, yes, there should be. But of course, Tucker Carlson doesn't tell him that. And Dan O'Donnell doesn't tell him that. So I'm not sure, Pizza Box. I'm not sure if they're stupid. I don't think they're stupid. I think they're ill-informed.
Oh, listen,
I think they're in their media silos.
Nah, you know, I got to go further. You know, the IQ does have something to do with a lot of this because there are Republicans that know better, right? Because you mentioned Liz Cheney and that faction. But there's also that spineless part of the Republican Party that just can't stand up. Can't man up, can you, Mark or CJ? You guys talk it. You ain't never walked it.
Pizza Box, have a great day. Or as we will now call you forevermore, Jake from Milwaukee. Jake from State Farm.
I'm a dead man.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls. And my little buddy, I believe, Dominic, if he's not taking an outside recess somewhere, will join us for the happy hour. It's next. Stick around, please.